Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Bork's back. Tom is the president of Tom Bork Consulting. He's the author of Making Service Count. He's a great reporter on what's going on out there and across the marketplace and the workplace. And he's here with another one of his outstanding reports. Tom Bork, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, Tom. And as you know, I've been talking about what I call the new regular post pandemic, and I've done many columns on titled what I the new regular, the heading of it, and as we head off into this. Into this post-pandemic world, you've been giving a lot of thought to that too, haven't you?
Oh yeah. I think that's the key, Jim. There's a lot of talk out there about what's going on, what's happened, and I think that's the key right here. And I've got a couple ideas I want to share with our listeners today. But it comes down to the very basic thing, that is communication. We need to communicate to three sets of people. First, we need to be talking to our employees. Secondly, we need to be talking to our customers and clients. And three, we need to have a great conversation with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll dive into that here in the next few minutes.
Okay, I think you're exactly right, because there's a marketplace issue, the component of it, with our customers. And then there's a workplace component. With our employees. And so they're really – and of course, when we break it down like that, I like to call those stakeholders. You and I are stakeholders in our business. Our employees are stakeholders in our plan, and our customers are stakeholders in our offerings. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, Jim, I think when you think about stakeholders, we got to find out what are their – let's go to our employees first, our team members. So what are their needs? What's on their mind? They're influenced by the media. They're influenced by their friends. So they're influenced by their families. What are their needs? We need to find that out. Secondly, what are their wants? What do they want with all this? I mean, okay, they want to work, but what are the concerns they have? That leads us to the fears. What are their fears that they might be having? So when we get an understanding or get a pulse on what they're thinking, what they're feeling, I think we're going to be able to do a little better job of creating the kind of workplace they want to be part of. Now, that's just the first step. We certainly want to find out where they're at. The second thing we want to look at is, what about our clients? Where are they at with all of this? So what are their needs? What are their wants?
Let's talk about the employees first. One of the things that I'm seeing is I've started traveling around the country. Of course, I've been talking to a lot of folks on the show and just doing business, but also I've been making a trip or two lately and talking to people in their offices, and it's really there's a lot of consternation out there among employers, managers trying to get their people to come back to work. What do you think?
Oh yes, well, people have some very valid fears. Let's face it. People know other people that have gotten the COVID virus, that they've suffered for it. People they know may have passed away. I mean, this is a real fear here that people have, and it's not going to go away soon. So I think that's the key, that we need to really zero in. People need to know, our employees need to know, do we care about them? We talked about that on another program. But we really need to be tuning into them and not just be.
No, that's exactly right, some of these companies though, how do they handle it with these employees? I mean, if some of them want their employees to come back, And some of them, they're trying to get them to come back. And some of these employees are resisting. They're literally saying, "I'm not coming back." Mm-hmm. And as you know, sure, you can't just these. It's not like we got people standing in line looking for work these days.
I know that's a whole different ballgame that we got to deal with this time around. Yeah, I agree with you. And in certain situations, different companies are set up differently. Some of them are finding, hey, they can operate pretty well without having everybody back on the premises of their company site there. They can work from home. People can work from home. That's a good thing. So that's changed some things. But at the same time, there's some businesses, like manufacturing, for instance, they have to have people there. So how do you deal with that?
Well, but here's the other thing. Can't being able to work from home, and as the owner manager, how you want to manage your people should have priority. I mean that's the bind that they're in right now. Is you may think that you set the rules for how people work with you, but these days that's not how it's always working out. I mean, there's some we didn't dictate to our employers what we wanted. When we were that younger, did we?
We
went where we were told to go.
That's right. So we've got a new world to deal with, and there are people that have different mindsets, and maybe it's time that employers started to listen more closely to what their employees need and want. And maybe they shouldn't be dictating to their employer, but at the same time, we should be having a conversation about what are the needs. What are their wants? What are the what do we need to do as an organization to stay healthy? And in other words, to service our clients, because that's our main purpose.
Well, I'm gonna always come down on the side of the employer here, Tom, because I mean I'm not being insensitive here, but one of the things someone told me last week is my employees who won't come back to the work, they're afraid of the office. They're not afraid of going to bars. They're not afraid of going to concerts. They're not afraid of going to the beach. But they're acting like they're afraid to come back to work. He said there's a disconnect there. What do you think?
That's a good question. The question is, why are they afraid to come back to work? What are some of the concerns they have?
They don't want to come back to the office. They want to stay home. They want to work in their bunny slippers.
They're not really afraid.
They're just using that as an excuse.
And that's there's the good one.
That's the challenge. I'm just reporting, what we're learning now, as the post pandemic is upon us. We come back. We're going to talk about how to deal with this with customers. That's a whole other ball game. 20 after. I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.